This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about immigration, specifically the new policy that officially came out a few days ago from Cheshire County Sheriff Eli Rivera, basically saying the Sheriff's Department will not be assisting the ICE folks, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement gang, in their immigration crackdowns on anybody who's undocumented as long as there is no warrant involved. If there's a warrant for an actual criminal charge issued by a judge, then the sheriffs will assist, but that's the only circumstance under which they'll do that. And that's, I think, really great news. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We got Carmen on the line. He's in Escanaba, Michigan, listening to WCHT. Now, Carmen, you'd asked for listeners just tuning in, you said you're relatively new to Free Talk Live. You heard us discussing this issue in the past, but you didn't know if we were live. We are live, so thanks for calling in here okay. Tonight. We're live 7 nights a week. And you had a question, just sort of a general question about, you know, we support freedom to travel. We support open borders. So have we thought about the consequences on welfare and other burdens on the system? Is that? I just want to make sure I've recapped your question.
Yeah, welfare, criminal activity, even ISIS. I mean, if you're going to open the borders, I mean, I'm for, I think what you looked at as immigration reform is, like you say, open borders. To me, immigration reform would be streamlining the immigration program so that people could get into this country legally quicker if they are legitimate, honest people.
Have you ever heard the term streamline and government used in the same sentence before?
Well,
like, it's a joke, isn't it? It's laughable.
Yeah,
the term bureaucrat is not poorly placed. So, believe
me. So is immigration reform good thing, too?
Every time letting the government do something called reform generally goes poorly, okay? So that's what my statement is. And the reason that I have my stance, which my stance is that free people can cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. So the reason I have my stance is because I do not believe the government is a very efficient organization. I'm also highly fiscally conservative. So I think that an organization like ICE, Border Patrol, these folks that have allowed, 20 million illegal immigrants into the country over time, have miserably failed and misspent tens of billions of dollars, if not more, and that shouldn't be rewarded with more money and more reform. Now, let me, for those that haven't heard this before, I think that I can really articulate this well. We create a program. And a program, I believe the free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, but we have some problems. The problems are welfare-type programs and, like you said, ISIS and, a variety of other things. Well, sure, you don't want ISIS coming in. First thing you do, get the United States military out of the 150 nations that it's currently in, put it inside the borders of the United States, and tell anybody, you mess with us and we're going to come over there and we're going to kill you. But if you don't, we're going to stay out of your country. Deal? Deal. So you bring the military back, and I'm sure the military guys would like that because the vast majority of them voted for Ron Paul in 2008 and 2012, and that was his plank. The military doesn't want to be in foreign countries. Secondarily, then you won't have ISIS wanting to kill you necessarily. They're not beating the door down on Switzerland because Switzerland's not bothering them. They're messing with the countries that are messing with them. Secondarily,
Switzerland also has no-go zones.
What's a no-go zone?
That's a no-go zone. Like, for instance, it's strictly Sharia law. Muslims.
I've heard about that in other countries, but not Switzerland.
Not go there.
I've heard about that in other countries, but not Switzerland. I'd be very interested in finding out more.
Now, Dearborn, Michigan's got real similar stuff going.
Well, you can go anywhere you want in Dearborn, Michigan. I will go anywhere I please in Dearborn, Michigan.
Where?
Hold on, let me finish. Before you go any further, so A, you stop messing around in other people's countries. B, you allow people to come in, but they get a form of second-class citizenship. We'll call it the blue card.
How do you control
the blue card? You can check in at any driver's license place. You say, I am here coming to the country. I wish to have the blue card. And fine, you get the blue card. The blue card allows you to work all you want. You can, you know, take the driver's test. You can do whatever an American citizen can do, but you're ineligible for any form of welfare. Not and one penny.
And it's going to handle the flood that's going to happen when you drop the borders.
Well, look, the fact that somebody put up a wall, the wetback laws starting in 1969 really isn't my problem. But you're right. Some people will want to come in, and some people want to work, and some people may even be sleeping on the streets, right? Like, that could happen. But it will also put pressure on countries like Mexico and Canada to allow people to be more free. So what if, for instance, one of these Mexican states wanted to leave Mexico and become part of the United States? Well, currently we'd say, heck no, we're not going to give you welfare and all that stuff, because socialism has destroyed capital. Socialism has destroyed the value of gaining land and gaining population for your country. It used to be, yeah, I mean, that's how Texas became part of the United States.
Well, you made a good argument for capitalism.
I'm a capitalist, dude.
See, that's what
you think.
I wouldn't guess that.
You think, right, you think because I want, hold on, openborders.org, the largest organization that supports open borders, predicts a 2x increase, a 100% increase in one-time world GDP if we simply allow free people to move across borders all over the world. If we just dropped the, peaceful people being stopped at borders. Now, isn't that capitalistic?
Where do you see the country in 25 years? If you drop the borders, have you chewed it to the bone?
Where do I see the country? If you drop the borders and use the plan I said, where, you know, nobody gets welfare and that sort of thing, and I'll flesh out the blue card more if I need to, I see a lot of people coming here and working harder. I see the country changing a little bit more. Probably, if we can look at the early 1900s, when lots of people came here, yeah, the country changed dramatically. We got pizzas and bagels and a variety of things that taste delicious.
Sure, those are,
instead
those
of
are
eating a bunch of boiled food.
I would like to see the immigrants come in.
They would be allowed to come in if they were hardworking, to prove that they were going to do this, and we're going to be a burden on the system. But how do you control all the drug cartels that would come in, the free movement of drugs?
Well, okay, you end the war on drugs. That's step number one there. So if you want to stop drug cartels, you legalize all drugs and make it so average business people in America can
re-legalize. Remember, heroin, this country was made great by people who could legally purchase heroin.
That's right.
I mean, you know, if you love America, you love a country where people could legally purchase heroin.
Right. Do you support a free market, sir?
Oh, I support a free market, absolutely.
In a free market, you have to be able to manufacture and sell drugs legally.
In a free country where you got here legally, like my grandfather came from Italy, from Sicily, actually.
Was it legal?
Yes, it was legal. He came through Ellis Island. When he got here, he almost got turned around because he had a cough.
Okay, so the tuberculosis argument. It's a good one. I don't want people with drug-resistant tuberculosis coming into the country, but can a border patrol who can't stop 20 million people from coming into this country illegally stop somebody who has a cough?
Well, that's where you...
Because you live in a fantasy world. Do you understand that?
A fantasy world
where government works.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I said that we got to do some changing in the immigration.
That's what they've been talking about since immigration happened.
Like Trump said, a great wall with great gates for people to
come
in. We're
going
to
read a great story where Americans are having their property stolen from them by the United States government to put up this wall. Do you like the idea of imminent demand?
You have to believe that the U.S. government has a property right. Hold on, too much crosstalk.
I would rather have the government taking people's homes than illegals coming in and robbing their homes.
So you do want a police state. Okay.
I do not want a police state.
You're going to get it.
Hold on. Now, Johnny Ray is trying to get in with a comment here. Johnny Ray, can you please jump in there?
Sure. I was just going to say that if you believe that the federal government has a role in keeping people out of the borders, then you have to believe that the federal government has some property right in all of the all of the U.S. So, Mark, like you were saying before, socialism and nationalism has impoverished our country, and we don't have rights over our own property, and so that's why we're so happy to have government agents come in and do the work for
and
us.
And the fact that, Carmen, you could sit there and cheer as the government stealing people's land from them all because you want
them
to...
He's not cheering. He'd rather have that. He's scared.
Well, whatever. He's saying that they should do it. If you want to continue, Carmen, we can. This is an interesting conversation, and it is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. We're going to talk about the latest on the wall coming up here in moments. Johnny Ray has that story. It is Ian, Johnny Ray.
You're so good at this.
Mark in the studio. We'll get to that Skype caller that you just heard cough in a moment. And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, want to let you know how to save big time on web hosting. And maybe you already have a website and you want to move it to a new host. Or maybe you've never had a website before and you want to get started and create your own blog or a website for your business, go to hostgator.com/FTL, and that'll get you 50% off. That's 50% off of HostGator, which is one of the top web hosting companies out there. They make it easy. If you're intimidated by the web hosting process, they simplify it for you. They have a one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, there's a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't need to worry about outages with HostGator. Again, hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 50% off as we go back to Carmen listening to WCHT in Escanaba, Michigan. Hey, Carmen, thanks for staying on with us. I think it's an important discussion and one that it seemed like you jumped to a few conclusions about. You seemed surprised to find out that Mark, my co-host here, describes himself as a capitalist. That seemed surprising to you. You also...
I believe in free markets, I think is a better terminology, but all right.
Yeah, I do agree with free markets as well, and I agree with freedom. And you had talked about drug cartels, and I think we kind of got sidetracked from that. I just wanted to touch back on that side of the conversation, because that's one of the sort of the scary specters that people will raise. Well, the drug cartels will be coming in. Well, the drugs are already coming in to the United States because there's billions of dollars behind them, and it's easy to buy off Border Patrol agents with a few $1,000s per shipment. That's not a problem at all. You can put more Border Patrol agents on the border, and that'll just mean that the cartels have to buy off more agents.
The prices go up.
The prices will go up, which means more robberies and breakings and enterings into cars and things like that.
That's a hard-to-prove argument right there.
No, it's not.
But my question,
not hard-to-prove at all. How do you think the drugs get across the border? Magic?
People are carrying them across.
Yeah, and they pay off Border Patrol guards to look the other way.
My original question, though, hasn't been answered.
Okay.
Where do you see the country in 25 years after you chew this to the bone? What's going to happen?
Okay.
You mentioned 20 million people that came across illegally. How many do you think are going to flood across when it's legal?
So that's a great boogeyman, and I don't know the answer.
Who cares? We have plenty of room.
Wait a second. I do have a pretty good explanation. Prior to 1969, people from Mexico and northern Mexico could cross the borders of the United States freely. Freely. They'd come, they'd work the crops, they'd go back home. The reason that they stay in many cases is because, remember, property's cheaper south of the border. It's in many cases, the reason they stay is because it's harder to get back across the border. Mm-hmm. So if you let the border open, you would find that some people migrate back, and we've actually had that during the economic downturn, too. Now, so I can say that, look, I don't know what's going to happen, but I can say that within your lifetime, the border has been open, and it wasn't some terrible catastrophe for everybody. So I don't know. I think we would probably have a 30% increase.
The border has not been open.
What?
The border has not been open. You're talking total dropping the border, taking down the gates, taking down any way to get in, whether it be Mexico, Canada, or the East Coast or the West Coast.
In the 60s. In the 60s, a Mexican person could come across the border and work the fields for a period of time, migrant workers, and then go back home. So that's not
open. Yeah, but the world wasn't a mess it is now.
Okay, so I addressed your issue as far as foreign policy and war. I've addressed your issue as far as welfare. All I can tell you is
25 years. Hard 25 years from now.
It'd be great.
You don't want to address it, do you? You don't want to address it.
This country would be so much better off because hard workers would finally come here and start working rather than entitled fat Americans demanding higher and higher wages.
What I see in 25 years, initially, the workers would come in, and a lot of these American socialists would have a rude wake-up call because they're going to be out-competed for jobs, and And eventually they would come to understand that they have to work for a living, these lazy Americans. Carmine, I have an opinion. In my worldview, Americans are lazy and Mexicans are industrious. And maybe in yours it's the opposite.
Many of them are. Many of them are.
But I don't want to tax you to enforce my policy, and I understand that the government sucks at everything it does. So if I really wanted to keep Mexicans out, I definitely wouldn't want the federal government's help
in
doing it.
It's not just Mexicans, though. You keep referring back to Mexicans. It's not just Mexicans.
Okay, if I wanted to keep ISIS out, I wouldn't want the feds helping me out because they'll screw it up.
How would you do it?
I wouldn't. I'd say, Carmine, if you're worried about the safety and security of yourself and your family,
buy a gun.
Then it's your responsibility to protect them, and it's not mine. Well, my responsibility is to protect my family and the people I love, and maybe you and I could join some organization together. Maybe we could freely consent, freely associate with each other, and have some kind of beneficial property rights group where we
I still haven't heard an answer from you, though, about how you really feel the country will look.
I did. I chewed it to the bone, brother.
One more time. The country would be great and far more productive. The reason is you'd have a bunch of hard workers who would come in here, they'd work cheaply, and they'd produce so much, just like it was in the early 1900s. It'll be just like that.
Last week when I heard you for the first time, I listened to a guy call in, and you shut him off when he called you globalist. I think he's right. You're globalist.
What does that mean? What does it mean to be a globalist?
Doesn't that mean like multinational corporations controlling everything?
I want to hear what he says.
Get along with everybody in the world when everybody wants to kill you?
What? Everybody wants to kill you? I mean, what kind of life do you live, dude?
You walk down the street thinking everyone wants to kill you? Okay, I got another.
What kind of paranoid crackpot?
I got an idea here for you.
Another fear-mongering scenario. Okay, here we go.
This is not fear-mongering.
No, not at all.
How many kids does the average couple have in America?
I don't know, 1.7?
1.7, 2.1, something like that.
There you go.
I'm not against Muslims, but I do believe that, you know, the Muslims come here. They have, what, 3 wives with 10 kids each? They're going to outpower us in the voting booth someday.
I don't know any Muslims with 3 wives.
Okay.
They can't legally have it, but they do. Okay?
I'm just telling you, I don't know any that have that too.
So when they get in the voting booth, they're going to vote in Sharia law.
I've never seen a check mark for Sharia law.
Yeah, no. First of all, you don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about.
We have Will Coley on this show all the time. And thank you, by the way, for the call, Carmen. I appreciate it. We got Will Coley on this show all the time. And he's one of the Muslims for Liberty, Muslims4Liberty.org. He has very clearly explained what Sharia law is. It's not a set of laws for people who are not Muslim. It is a set of rules for Muslims to follow. And while there may be some radical Muslims in the world who would like to impose Sharia law onto other people, the average Muslim has no interest in doing that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, and feel free to call back anytime. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But it's that kind of fear that keeps the government in control of you. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, please join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything that you want, although immigration has been the bulk of the discussion here so far tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Live Sunday edition. We also have Skype. You can join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. And we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. But I also want to let you know about MyPillow. It is available to you to basically try out. Very low risk. You order a MyPillow at half off by using code FTL. And you can also get two for the price of one. You get as many of them as you'd like. But you order your pillow, and then you get 60 days to decide whether you like it. And I love it. I've been using mine for probably almost a year at this point, and it's fantastic. Mark, you also have one of these things.
Great.
I presume your wife also has one as well, because it would be unfair to...
We travel with them.
Yeah, it would be very unfair to be in a bed with somebody and only have one MyPillow, because it really is a great pillow, and it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable, so if you want... And they actually recommend it every few months that you can pop it in the washer and dryer. It's actually designed for that. It's an amazing product. Now, honestly, I haven't done that yet because I'm lazy. But it's been great. I really love MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, code FTL, and that gets you your MyPillow at half off. And there's also a 10-year warranty. So if you're like me and you really like it and you keep it, then you got a 10-year warranty on the product. And for whatever reason, if you don't like it, you send it back and they'll send you your purchase price back. And the only thing you're risking is the cost of shipping at that point. So MyPillow.com with code FTL. Give yours a try as we go to your calls and thoughts. We have Eric. He's in Delray Beach. Eric, listening online on the LRN.FM app. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir.
I just had a response to the gentleman that just called. I guess his name is Carmen. I don't know if you guys didn't take the bait on purpose, but what I noticed with that was he was trying to say, what will the country look like in 25 years? Generally speaking, when I hear that, you know, it's based upon the demographic and racial makeup.
I didn't even think of it like that, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, it's highly unfortunate. I mean, especially for someone, you know, the gentleman said that, you know, I guess his parents came from Italy. His name's, you know, Carmen. He's right. A Mediterranean person, you know, and here we have these people who the U.S., through this, you know, this hegemonic sort of presence we have in the Western Hemisphere, we've largely helped to exploit and destroy many of their countries. And man, I cannot think of really one solid example in my life where, you know, where I've had folks of Hispanic folks or otherwise that were kind of like slackers and not hardworking people. It just doesn't bear out, you know, and the research I see on welfare is the same there. There isn't a strong case for it. Cato did an excellent study on it.
And what did they find? What did Cato find?
I believe what it was is that there are actually less folks from the Latin American countries who come here on benefits than Native Americans. And the ones that are generally tend to be supporting native-born U.S. children, but for shorter times than Native American people do. So yeah, they may go through a hard time, jump on some food stamps or whatever, which, you know, we all like to see that stop. But it's just the numbers don't bear the that these folks are coming here and just slacking.
Right. So you're saying not only
committing crimes. I think that this is something I didn't get to address with the gentleman. And I understand his question. The American Conservative magazine did a study. They couldn't do it on illegal immigrants, but they could, you know, do it on Latins. And they did a study on how, criminal Latins are. And there is no deviation or very little deviation from Latins, as they referred to them, and whites.
Meaning that Latino young males are as likely as white young males to be involved in crime.
Right. So, yes, you've heard some crime.
Yeah, you will see the press with the horrific stories about the man who had been deported twice before, but he came back in and he just raped somebody. And that, I'm sure that happened, but white people do it too.
That's right.
And the reason, and the stories that they're putting out there, they have an agenda. And that's all I got to say about that.
Absolutely. And if I could, on a follow-up with the ISIS issue or the issue of, Islamic extremism, that's the other subtext I kind of picked up on. And I've been around Muslims all my life. You know what I'm saying? I served with some. I was in the military. I kind of did a dumb thing when I was young, joined the military. Mm-hmm. I served with some guys that were, you know, Palestinian, Jordanian, other folks I've grown up around. The fear-mongering against Muslims is just really ridiculous. And we now have relatively concrete proof in through open-source intelligence, through the WikiLeaks and other avenues, that the United States, NATO, the Gulf countries, and Saudi Arabia essentially have created ISIS and al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, the name itself, is called the base, which was a CIA database of mujahideen who were recruited and sent to fight the Soviets between 1978 and 1988. We supported them wholeheartedly, built this database. You know, we definitely, Osama bin Laden was absolutely a CIA operative for at least part of his life. And with ISIS, we now have what I feel is irrefutable evidence of the maintenance and support of ISIS, al-Nusra Front, and others by Western intelligence and funding from the Gulf and the Saudis.
Right. Wasn't there a story that the Hillary Clinton campaign or foundation was actually getting money from the same sources, ISIS, from some of the Middle Eastern funding sources?
Absolutely. Yeah. She received, as far as I know, I think it was altogether, she received somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million between the Saudis and the Gulf states. But you had also, like, gifts from other folks. You know, the King of Morocco gave Bill Clinton $1 million for his birthday to take a plane ride and talk policy. She was aware of it. General Michael Flynn, who's now been fired from the Trump administration, came out pretty clearly and said, listen, with the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, I think it was Judicial Watch, did a FOIA request that showed the DIA admitted to the fact that essentially they had created this problem, you know. And
they certainly, at the very minimum, created the power vacuum that allowed ISIS to rise to power.
Right. There was no ISIS before the United States got involved in Iraq and, you know, and Syria to some extent.
Good call, Eric. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Bill. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Oh, wow. I just wanted to call in. We talked years ago once, and something similar way before Trump, but it was about the borders. And I brought up a Bruce Coburn quote that he didn't believe in guarded borders, and I don't either. I'd like to be able to walk from Nova Scotia all the way to Argentina if I feel like it.
Yeah,
and so I'm way on that side of the equation here, and I just wanted to bring up why I kind of support Trump, because I don't believe in the wall. But the last caller even mentioned what we used to call fire starting, where you create a problem so you can come up with a solution and win the day. Mm-hmm. And what Trump's been doing a lot since the primaries is saying, okay, well, you got a problem with the border, you got a problem with immigration, great, I'll build a wall, I'll fix the problem. And everyone's going, no, wait a minute, what if somebody from Mexico City wants to go shopping in San Antonio, or where you need doctors or lawyers or something, we'll fix the problem, we'll fix the problem. So he's doing an extreme solution to force everybody to come up with a better one. Healthcare was a good example. He said, okay, repeal of Obamacare, repeal, and everyone said, no, we'll come up with a solution. And what happened was, for 6 years, everybody was working on a compromise up till the day of the election.
Hang on, Bill. We're going to bring it back here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of the program. As we continue, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts, and also do want to remind you, if you support Free Talk Live, please amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. It's $5 a month. You can use Bitcoin, you can use credit card, you can use PayPal, and that allows you to support our efforts at getting the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace on as many radio stations as we possibly can around the country. We've got over 160 great stations airing this show at various different times throughout the week, but we could have 300. We could have 400. It's possible, but we do have to be able to effectively advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And that's what your $5 a month goes to. If you join the AMP program, you'll get perks too. Go get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Bill in Charleston, South Carolina. And Bill, you were commenting regarding immigration, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. So continue.
Well, thank you. Well, as I was saying, I don't believe in guarded borders, but Abraham Lincoln, and this goes back to what Trump, I think, is trying to do. And with Trump, you have to read between the lines. He says something or does something or promotes a wall, and then you have to think about, well, if that comes to pass, what will that entail? And Abraham Lincoln said it best. The first Republican said, our first Republican president, of course, Thomas Jefferson did run as a Republican but failed to win. Either way, he said the best way to undo a bad law, and in this case a bad situation, is to enforce it. So Trump is saying, hey, you got a problem with illegal aliens. You're calling them illegal because they're here because of the way they cross the border. Okay, fine, let's stop it. Let's put up a wall. And what it's forcing everyone else to do, Congress, business, states, landowners, is to think about that wall and, oh, my God, what will it cost? What problems will it cause? Can't we find a better solution? In other words, by forcing the enforcement of immigration, building a 20-foot, 50-foot, 100-foot wall is almost impossible. And therefore, let's fix it. If you don't enforce the law, if you don't try and put up a wall – then the problem continue. And, you know, even though I don't think the wall is going to happen, I did vote for Trump. I do support the wall because the idea of putting up a wall is saying, well, wait a minute. If you don't want a wall, give me something better. And
well,
interesting theory. I can't say I heard that one before.
I don't believe it for a second, but I hope you're right.
Right, there you go.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite of fire starting. If you got a problem and everyone's crying and whining about it, fine. I'm going to put my foot down and we're going to fix the problem. And if the solution is so extreme that it's untenable, then it forces the people who are whining and crying about it saying, oh, okay, instead of whining and crying about it, let's come up with a better solution. And I just, before the break, I just mentioned healthcare because the, until the day of the election, until midnight, in fact, at midnight of the day of the election, everyone who had been working on repealing Obamacare, had been thinking compromise because if Trump won, they thought they'd lose the House and Senate the day of the election. If Hillary won and they won the House and Senate, then they thought they'd have to deal with Hillary and the liberals. Either way, there was no one ever proposed Trump winning with the House and the Senate. And when that happened, everyone went, we're not ready for this. We got control and we weren't expecting it.
Yeah, they now that people have gotten the health care and they've gotten a taste of what it's like to not be turned down for any pre-existing conditions, to you know, and see all these sort of aspects of Obamacare that have driven up health care costs, because when you give insurance companies basically monopoly or cartel status, then customer service is going to go down, prices are going to go up. That's how monopolies work. When you say that they've got to cover everybody, then every pre-existing condition has to be covered. Then every hypochondriac has to get every visit to the hospital covered. That's all these things are obviously going to drive up costs. The only thing that's going to set costs for the medical industry at a reasonable rate is the thing that sets costs at reasonable rates for every other market in the United States, the thing that keeps the cost of food down, and that is the free market and competition.
Hey, Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've got Dan. He's in California on Skype. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Welcome.
And Ian.
Yes. Johnny Ray's here.
I forgot the other. I was trying to get Johnny Ray in, too.
Everybody always forgets Johnny Ray, but it's okay. It's because I don't talk. It's not true.
I am sorry, sir. I've just been listening for like 10 years, and Mark and Ian are the constant, so I do apologize, my sincerest, Johnny Ray.
That's okay. You and me are the same. I'm a talk radio listener. I'm not really a talk show host.
Well, so many topics, but I'll just cover the one.
Right.
Kind of piggyback on the last phone caller's phone call, and a couple of guys back. He's a veteran. He was saying that, you know, he wasn't for the veteran wasn't for the border wall, and I agree, and I think it's the reason why I think sometimes veterans, we are more pro freedom than anybody, because when you say, hey, let's go fight this war, let's go do this X, it was us who actually had to go out there and do it.
Yeah.
And going out there, it's easy to say from your easy chair while watching, you know, MASH, mm-hmm. dating myself. But to say, hey, let's go fight this war, let's go build this wall. Okay. Let's you and I go out there and fight that war. Let's you and I go out there and build that wall. No,
put
I didn't
the
mean
bag
me.
Of chips down.
Right.
Get out of the chair.
I didn't mean me. I meant some other sucker. Let him go fight the war.
Right.
That
let him eat dirt.
Right. Well, I think the piggyback on another phone call was called. He supports the war. All these programs that you support, I think we should get our taxes in like a checkbox. And like, oh, you want a wall? Okay, check off that. Oh, I want health care for all? Okay. Check mark that.
Yep.
And at the end of your taxes, all the programs you want for it, there's a bill. And I bet you, if people had a bill and it was itemized, they might be a little more pro-freedom, because I don't want to pay for a wall. I don't support that wall.
Yeah.
So why should I pay for it? I don't want to put out. There's be some things I'd be willing to pay for. You know,
or the people who do support the wall, once they're put with, you know, the cost in front of them, they might think twice about it.
Correct.
Yeah. And I want to know how much the interstate system costs, because this is the one thing that people always trot out with the federal government. Well, what about the interstate system?
The roads wouldn't connect if we didn't have
right. Somehow the states would now figure out how to make roads connect or whatever. And I just want to know, what's the federal amount that goes into this? Because I'm willing to give that. I'll also go ahead and give for veterans benefits, even though I don't support the wars they've been in.
Exactly.
Fine.
Exactly.
You got it. Veterans benefits, I'm in. And I would love to itemize, you know, all these things, but I believe the welfare programs are highly inefficient, so I probably wouldn't be going for that. I certainly am not going to be supporting any, as a Quaker, not going to be supporting any war, and that's going to cut out about 50% of the budget.
Right.
I like them.
Sorry, John Ray.
No problem, Dan. I'm reminded of Smedley Butler's "War is a Racket," and in the end, in his chapter, how to smash this racket.
Weren't you a Marine, Johnny Ray?
Yes.
Okay.
Smedley Butler says another step necessary in this fight to smash the war racket is the limited plebiscite to determine whether a war should be declared.
Hmm.
A plebiscite not of all the voters, but merely of those who would be called upon to do the fighting and dying. There wouldn't be very much sense in having a 76-year-old president of a munitions factory, or the flat-footed head of an international banking firm, or the cross-eyed manager of a uniform manufacturing plant, all of whom see visions of tremendous profits in the event of war, voting on whether the nation should go to war or not. They never would be called upon to shoulder arms, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow, great point. I've never heard that.
Hey, Johnny. That's awesome. Johnny Ray, one question for all us public school college graduates. What the hell is a plebiscite?
It's an election. Election of the people. Election of the people.
Yeah, it's a vote. Yeah, I always I'm going to look it up right now, Dan, but when I think plebiscite, I just think Democratic.
It's a vote. Issue, yeah.
You'll frequently hear it referenced, like when Puerto Rico votes to join or stay out of the union. That's usually considered a plebiscite.
According to Google, a plebiscite is the direct vote of all the members of an electorate on an important public question, such as a change in the Constitution.
Right.
Yeah, term that people use is referendum, but that's a legal term that is not used in every state.
Free Talk Live, supporting freedom and teaching me words, which I think is probably a scientific word for that.
I also learned that one from Free Talk Live. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To me, it sounds like some sort of blood-sucking insect. Plebiscite.
Maybe something a little smaller, like a bacteria or something, or a virus.
Yeah, it could be. So let's continue here.
Right, if you go swimming in foreign waters, you're liable to get a plebiscite. Yeah. Make sure you urinate after coitus, and so you don't get a plebiscite.
And bring your rat shark plebiscite repellent with you.
We'll continue. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. We've got a full hour to go in this live Sunday edition, so plenty of time for you to join us. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.